Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice.
Jeff and Tracy Hoover from the WGN Morning News have hit this Facebook series called Happy Hour with the Hoovers. Airs six-ish every weeknight. And if we're talking big game commercials, halftime shows, and the game itself, we have to talk about the food and the drinks as well. Hey, Hoovers, what's going on?
Hey, Dave.
What is happening? Tracy, there you
How are
as well. I'm doing okay.
I'm here, yep.
I'm doing okay. Did you just do your happy hour a little while ago?
Yes, we did,
but we did not consume our drink yet.
Oh, good for you.
In respect of you and the show.
I and all of Chicago really do.
The FCC might be listening.
It's true.
Right.
Right.
Dave, before you get started here, real quick, I just want to say thank you for your support. From day one, you've been very, very much our cheerleader and really embraced kind of what we've been trying to do during the pandemic, and it's kind of grown into something that neither Tracy and I can believe, but we're still having fun at it, and really appreciate the attention you've given us. And I got to say, you get the best guests.
Oh, man.
Right out of the box.
No.
You got Tracy Hoover. I got Tracy Hoover.
Exactly. I was going to say...
Don't tell Kevin Matthews we were on before him. I think he already has a bone to pick with me.
He's going to consider you opening for him, is what he's going to consider.
Good.
Okay, all right.
That'll work.
But what are we talking about here? Like, you know, Happy Hour with the Hoovers. Tell folks who haven't seen this. It's a Facebook series, airs Monday through Friday around 6 o'clock, you know, and it was really just a product of the pandemic. Like, we're all stuck at home, and let's do something fun every single night and grab some people for some entertainment.
Absolutely, and I think, I don't know, many people know Lindbergh Winery is right in our backyard, and that was kind of an everyday occurrence, and when that shut down, we thought, well, we're going to need something else to entertain ourselves, and it actually was a way for us to also stop the workday, because we would look over and find ourselves still at the computers at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and so it turned into making a cocktail and taking a picture, and then throwing something up on Facebook, and then kind of a challenge to see if we could do a different drink. And we haven't repeated one in the entire time. Started, I think, at the end of March or beginning of April. And you know what? We've gotten so much back from the people who have been watching us. When we think that, oh, maybe this will be the last one, you get that one person who says, oh, my goodness, I was so glad to have you guys to watch tonight, because I just had a crappy day and you made me smile. And so if we can do that, and it's been fun too. I love food and drink, and so it's been enjoyable for me.
Well, you're a fabulous cook, and we do cocktail together, and it is always nice to come up with something. It is always nice to come up with something different. And Jeff, I'm returning your compliment as well. I mean, you do a phenomenal job on the morning news when you're on set, of course, and just being yourself. And then, of course, all the bookings you guys have. I mean, it's why it is still, after how many years, how many weeks, that this show is number one in the morning, right?
Yeah, we've been number one, I think, consistently in the key adult demo, 25-54 days, for like maybe 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, wow.
And that's against the national broadcasts, Today Show, Good Morning America, and whatever the CBS show is nationally called now.
Whatever it is. Yeah, exactly.
But I'm not thinking we've got a great team, as you know, people on camera and behind the scenes, especially now as it becomes more challenging booking guests and coming up with fun ideas to kind of entertain people during this time. It's, you know, the challenges are there and everybody's rising to the occasion. So.
Well, what's funny, like, without all these movie premieres and or television shows debuting or even books, like, that's the one thing I thought was going to come out of all this, or there'd be a ton of people writing at home and you don't even see that. So, yeah, coming up and being creative with guests to fill, you know, how many hours every single 5 hours a morning, you know, that's
everyone, every industry has to think outside of the box. like you're going to be talking about commercials later, I'm sure. He'll be talking about some of the things they've had to deal with this year for the Super Bowl as far as commercials and stuff. So every performer, every comedian, every actor, actress, director, every kind of medium, is all they all have to think outside the box. And this whole happy hour of the Hoover thing is still just very casual and something fun that we do. But, you know, we're all just trying to make light and have some fun and have a smile and get a laugh.
What I like is I get my own happy hour with the Hoovers once in a while, just the three of us, which is a lot of fun on Zoom. We're talking to Jeff and Tracy Hoover. Their Facebook series is Happy Hour with the Hoovers. We're going to talk some really great recipes for Sunday's big game and some recipes for some appetizers as well. We'll be right back. Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Jeff and Tracy Hoover. Their Facebook series is Happy Hour with the Hoovers. I am tongue-tied today. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm revved up. I had way too much caffeine. I can't even get through anything here. So I've got a caller on the line that wants to talk to Jeff. Brian, you're on 720 WGN. What do you got for Jeff? Hello,
hey,
Brian. You there?
Hey,
there
Brian.
You go. There you go.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You were one of the stormtroopers on Jonathan Brandmeier's show.
Was I what?
We were the stormtroopers on Jonathan Brandmeier.
Yes, I was. I look back at that.
Helmet and Wilhelm, I think.
Yeah, Helmet and Wilhelm. I was Wilhelm, and Brendan Sullivan was Helmet. And those characters were created when the Loop was taken over by Bonneville and changed it to the best music on the planet.
Ah, is that what that was?
The music format to, you know, Breakfast at Tiffany's and a lot of music that they would have never played on the original Loop station.
So. Not one of my favorites either.
You got a heck of a memory there, Brian. Thanks for calling in.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. So you've got some drinks, and I know you did some. So first of all, I appreciate you not drinking until we did this, but I like that you're doing batch drinks. He got the shakes. You know, batch drinks are a good idea to do on this day. Like, we're having just a couple of people over and they're already in our bubble, and that's pretty much about it. But you want to make a little bit for everyone and a little bit more for yourself. So what's some of the drinks you want to talk about today, Tracy?
Okay, well, I am not a big beer drinker, but I know that the Super Bowl, you've got a lot of beer drinkers, so I fancy a beer up a little bit. And one I'm calling the Big Game Shandy. This you can makes a large batch if you convert the parts to ounces, and it's just got some tequila, lemonade, Mexican lager, lime juice. Really easy. You put it all in a pitcher, throw some ice in there, stir it up, and you've got your Big Game Shandy.
Nice.
And I can, you know, give you the parts at some point. But then the other one is actually, I think you'd like this one. It's called an Old Fashioned Amber.
Yep.
And this one's got, you take like your bourbon, sugar, and bitters, and you shake those over ice, and then you pour those into your rocks glasses, and then you get some amber ale and pour a half a bottle of amber ale into each one of the rocks glasses, garnish it with a little bit of orange peel and cherries, and you've got your Old Fashioned Amber. And so those are drinks that you can make in advance. I've got another great
one.
Have
you done the Old Fashioned one yet, like with the beer in there?
I have not tried that one yet, but
sounds
yummy. And like I was thinking, use a fat tire or something like that for the amber ale.
That's interesting, mixing the beer with the bourbon. I never even thought about it. I mean, obviously, the big rage is, of course, still the bourbon barrel, the beers that are out there that are separate from that. But mixing them up sounds kind of cool.
Right. And I think it will dilute the bourbon a little bit. So by the end of the game, you can still probably walk.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Fair enough. And then you got what's the chief? What is this one?
You know what? So this is the one we did for Happy Hour at the Hoovers. I was looking for drinks from both Tampa Bay and Kansas City to represent each team. And I guess Tampa just did a signature cocktail. They didn't put the ingredients, and it's called a 6 a.m. on 7th Avenue. So it wasn't tied to the football team, so I didn't focus on that one. But tonight for Happy Hour at the Hoovers, we made a Chief Mahomes, and that was 1.5 ounces of whiskey, 1/2 ounce of amaretto, 5 ounces of cranberry juice, and 1/2 ounce of lime poured into a highball glass over ice. And it's not typically a drink that I would drink. I don't know. And it's actually very tasty. I did try it. I didn't drink the whole drink.
Okay.
I did sample it, but it was actually pretty good. And that's a Chief Mahomes.
The most common drink you guys, you know, is it gin? I know you've really rediscovered gin for yourself, because gin out there right now is not your grandfather's gin.
Oh,
so you've had a lot of those.
No, you know what? I can't even tell you how many bottles of gin I have downstairs. And every time I go to Binny's, I have to refrain from buying another bottle. There's the Japanese one that I still need to get. But no, you know what? I would say between the gin, bourbon, and then we're actually finding a whole bunch of different cordials, and I would say more of the like the Maros, and there's an artichoke liqueur, and looking at some different liqueurs.
Wow.
And it's been fun really experimenting with those and using them in all kinds of different ways.
Jeff, what about you? I mean, where do you lean? You lean on the sweet side of things, sour, just, you know, straight up? What do you prefer?
I'm the luckiest man in the world to be married to this woman for many reasons. But the fact that every night I get a craft cocktail made for
pretty
me,
nice.
I mean.
Pretty nice.
Yeah, this is like, I feel like Darren and Bewitched or something. I don't know.
Darren.
I mean, the greatest thing is that we've got so much alcohol in the house, she had to order a cart with wheels on it that we have in the basement that's full of all kinds of spirit that you've, I mean, it's
that's
unbelievable.
Cool.
And don't get any ideas, anybody, because we live very close to the fire department and the police department. So.
Yeah, don't go raid the house. I love that.
And our dog will maybe bite your butt.
Oh, he'll kill you. He will absolutely kill you. Couple appetizers, because I want to get to some trivia that Jeff pulled. You got a couple appetizers for both Kansas City and Tampa
again,
fans.
Yeah, like I said, I like doing the theme parties and any chance I get to, like, I guess, delve into something new. So for Tampa Bay, obviously, they're down in Florida, so seafood. So I found a dirty shrimp appetizer that's actually really easy. Mm. The hardest part would be cleaning and deveining the 2 pounds of shrimps, but you can buy them cleaned and deveined, so it makes your life a little easier.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, you're taking a stick of butter and throwing in a bunch of spices, salt, pepper, red pepper flakes, thyme, basil, oregano, a little minced garlic. You're melting the butter, throwing in the spices, then tossing in the shrimp and cooking them, and you're done. And you can serve that
warm or
room temperature.
Very nice.
And then the other one.
You got a hot salami, actually, right?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello?
Hey now.
Hello.
I know. Both of these have
Roselle,
unintended innuendos.
Go ahead.
It is, a hot salami jalapeno dip, and I guess Kansas City is known for hot salami sandwiches. And this one, you take two, they called it logs of Velveeta cheese, and I guess that's what you'd call it. Maybe a brick is what I would call
delicious.
It.
Is that even called, is that really even cheese? I'm just asking.
It's not, it's a cheese food, I think.
Gross. Okay, go ahead.
Two logs of Velveeta, a cup of chopped jalapenos, 7 slices of the cubed hot salami, meaning spicy, and like the thicker slices you need to get, and then 2 cans of the hot Rotel. Just throw that in a crock pot, put it on high until it's melted, and then use whatever tortilla chips, or whatever you want to dip in there.
Nice.
So, yeah, really easy, and both kind of throwing a nod to Kansas City and a nod to Tampa Bay.
I love that. By the way, Texter came in. What? Happy hour with the Hoovers. You can get it on Jeff's or Tracy's Facebook page. So Jeff Hoover, Tracy Hoover, probably should get a Happy Hour with the Hoovers Facebook page to really get people driven.
I know. We have a lot of work to do to get to make this.
Yeah, we should probably be on Instagram doing it.
Yep. Hire a team.
I mean, there are people out there that make this is their full-time job. They're doing Instagram stories and TikToks and all this stuff.
I like to see it on TikTok.
Just try to keep it simple.
Yeah. No, I hear you. All right, we got 2 minutes. What do you got for some trivia, Mr. Hoover?
All right, I'll be real quick. Did you know that next to Thanksgiving, Super Bowl is the second largest day of food consumption?
I would say.
And
makes sense. Makes sense.
It's probably also the most popular day to call plumber the day after.
I was going to say, the day after.
I know.
Hello.
Did you know that 1.4 billion chicken wings will be eaten?
Wow.
10 million pounds of ribs are sold this week.
Okay.
28 million pounds of potato chips consumed this week.
Holy smokes.
Or on Sunday. 8 million pounds of guacamole. 51.7 million cases of beer sold just on Super Bowl Sunday alone.
Wow.
Well, I got a quick one about the actual game, Jeff. This is going to be the first time in 55 years that one of the teams is playing in their home stadium.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that great? I mean, happy for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy for them for sure.
Well, I've got one for you, Tracy. This is also
why did I take you? I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Time in all, this is the first female referee at the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's another good fact.
I didn't know that.
That's a really, yeah, absolutely. You know, in Monday, typically, and I know so many people are working from home, Monday typically people take off. And I know even like my kids, when they were in high school, when Josh was in high school, they closed the day after Super Bowl. It almost should be a holiday at this point, right?
Well, funny you should say that, because 52.4% of Americans think Super Bowl Monday should be a national holiday. And 72% of the HR managers surveyed agreed.
Yeah, they said it's probably unproductive work day, so to speak, depending on what business.
But now, like Tracy said earlier when we were talking about this, she said, well, with the pandemic and so many people working from home, it's probably not going to,
it won't
be recorded. Yeah, it won't be like 17.5 million like it normally is.
Yeah, absolutely.
The day after the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. Happy hour with the Hoovers. Find it on Jeff's Facebook page, Jeff Hoover, or Tracy Hoover. Always a pleasure, guys. Can I get a Sheboygan?
Sheboygan! Hi! Hey, 80! Hi!
Jeff, I think he was talking to me.
That was, yeah, come on. You just blew the whole thing.
Oh.
Have a great Super Bowl, guys, and a great
Thank
weekend.
You,
go have your first drink, would you please?
All right. Thanks,
Thank
Dave.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. See you guys.